On November 2nd, 2020, inside the 15th floor of an apartment in Chongqing, China, the air hung heavy with an eerie stillness. At the time, the apartment echoed with the delightful sounds of two young toddlers giggling and playing together. However, their father, 27-year-old Zhang Bo, was lurking in the background, oddly silent. Zhang Bo's eyes held an unsettling emptiness, as if a deep void had consumed the light within him. Then, at that moment, his phone buzzed nearby. He looked at the screen. A new message from a woman named Ye Cheng Chen. In the last episode, we recounted the tale of a couple in China who first crossed paths at their workplace, eventually tying the knot and starting a family with two children. However, as their marriage progressed, a noticeable shift occurred in the husband's behavior that raised concerns for his wife, Chen Meilin. He seemed to lose interest in his relationship and family life. With each passing day, his waning interest became more evident. From his gestures, words, and reactions, Zhang Bo would appear increasingly distant, turning into a stranger that Meilin couldn't recognize.
Where was the man who I had known?
Meilin might have thought, as vague snippets of their fairy tale past held her faith. As time passed, the couple's relationship naturally deteriorated. She couldn't fathom what had caused her husband's sudden change. He became an entirely different person. She even made desperate attempts to reconcile and win him back, but her efforts were in vain. It seemed that nothing could repair the deep fractures that had formed between them. The emotional distance had grown so immense that bridging the gap felt impossible. Naturally, this led to a heartbreaking divorce for Chen Meilin. Heartbreaking because Chen Meilin had poured her heart and soul into this relationship, unaware that Zhang Bo was hiding something. You're listening to Heinous, an Asian true crime podcast brought to you by MediaCorp and produced by 1UP Media. This episode contains scenes of graphic imagery and violence. Listener discretion is advised. Zhang had been living a double life. He was entangled in an affair that had slowly consumed him, pulling him further away from his wife and family. As the weight of Zhang's deception reached its breaking point, it felt like an avalanche of deceit crashing down upon the couple. And when that moment finally arrived, it took the lives of their two innocent children with it. On that fateful day, the 2nd of November, Zhang Bo walked towards the distant echoes of his children's laughter. As he walked closer to the source of the sounds, a sharp vibration interrupted him. His heart pounded in his chest as he checked his phone. It was a message from Ye Cheng Chen, his mistress.
When the kids are gone, I'll marry you. Why don't you kill both, since you'll be killing anyway?
The words on the screen seemed surreal, and the realization hit him like a tidal wave. She was coaxing him to commit the unthinkable, to extinguish the lives of his own innocent children, the very beings he had brought into this world. Zhang looked at the text again.
When the kids are gone, I will marry you.
With his heart pounding like a thundering drum, he hurried towards the children's bedroom. He grabbed the two kids by their legs and rushed to the window. Opening the window, he was met with a chilling gust of wind that howled like a mournful cry. Panic and confusion swept across the children's innocent faces, their wide eyes reflecting the terror of the situation they could not comprehend. Then, Zhang released his grip and watched as they plummeted to their deaths. In that moment, darkness had consumed him entirely, for he knew that he could never escape the horrors of what he had done. From a young age, Zhang Bo endured a challenging childhood that was far from ideal. He made a solemn vow that as he grew older and achieved financial success, he would not only fulfill his own desires, but also prove all his doubters wrong. As Zhang ventured into adulthood and began accumulating wealth, he found himself grappling with insecurities about his educational background. Fearful of being judged based on this aspect, he made a decision to project an image of affluence, even if it meant sacrificing his own well-being and going without sufficient food. Driven by the desire to be perceived as rich, Zhang Bo invested whatever funds he had remaining into his appearance. He embraced a lavish lifestyle, acquiring expensive clothing, accessories, and other material possessions to create the illusion of wealth. His behavior reflects a complex blend of superiority and deep-seated insecurity. On one hand, he developed a tendency to look down on others, possibly to compensate for his own feelings of inadequacy and fear of being judged by others. On the other hand, he found solace in the flattery and extravagant lifestyles of the upper class. To maintain this illusion of wealth and status, Zhang Bo constantly worried about the state of his finances. He felt compelled to keep a close eye on his bank account, anxious that any decrease in his wealth might invite disrespect and scorn from others. His insecurities also extended to his entire family, most of all his children. For example, when his son was born, instead of using the funds for his child's well-being or future, he chose to reward himself extravagantly by purchasing a Mercedes-Benz sedan. Mercedes vehicles enjoy a prestigious status in the eyes of the Chinese people, symbolizing luxury and success. Those fortunate enough to own one are often regarded as affluent individuals who have achieved a high level of success in life. In China, the cost of Mercedes cars can range widely, with prices varying from 400,000 to well over a million Chinese yuan. These prices far exceed the average annual salary of most individuals in the country. Hence, for a man like Zhang to acquire one, he would be perceived as quite wealthy. But that was, of course, not the case. According to the records, Zhang had acquired the car by overdrafting both his and Chen Meilin's credit cards, in addition to borrowing tens of thousands of dollars from his mother-in-law. On the outside, Zhang presented himself as a prominent shareholder and executive associated with esteemed companies. However, beneath the surface, he was well aware that this facade was crucial to maintain his identity as a wealthy and influential figure. Zhang also took out substantial loans from financial institutions, but struggled to repay them promptly, leading to mounting debts. During social gatherings, he would always dress himself with expensive designer clothing and indulge in luxurious living. Nevertheless, behind closed doors, he relied on borrowing sums of money from friends, ranging from hundreds to thousands of dollars. Zhang's behavior ultimately paints a picture of a person struggling with their own self-worth. He had a profound insecurity that drove him to constantly seek validation through a display of wealth. Records state that in the year 2019, Zhang embarked on a romantic relationship with a woman named Ye Chengchen after meeting her online. As their conversations unfolded, Zhang learned that Ye came from a privileged background, with her father holding substantial shares in various companies, including a prominent food manufacturing company based in Chongqing. Recognizing the potential opportunity to elevate his status and fulfill his desire to become a real wealthy entrepreneur, Zhang Bo was now more motivated than ever to pursue her. Eventually, his efforts paid off, and Ye Chengchen fell for his advances. However, Zhang Bo had withheld certain crucial aspects of his life from her, particularly his marital status and the fact that he was a father of two children. Despite this, Ye Chengchen eventually learned about these hidden truths, but chose to continue the relationship nonetheless. If it seemed too good to be true, that's because it was. And it's only recently that we were able to understand the intricacies surrounding the affair and the decision leading to the death of his two children. On the 20th of July, a week prior to this episode's broadcast, our sources shared an article releasing a series of conversations between Zhang Bo and Ye Chengchen. Initially, they decided on a staged traffic accident, which would leave a car reeling into the river, drowning the children. Via text, they weighed the pros and cons of the decision and decided that it was too risky to do so. Zhang's love for affluence was also revealed when he cited the lack of car insurance as a valid reason to employ other tactics. The pair continued to systematically explore different heinous acts before stumbling on the idea of death by falling. Through his search history, it was revealed that Zhang had researched the suitability of this idea before agreeing that this method seemed the best of all their ideas. After further discussions, it was decided that a venue of high altitude would ensure certain death, sealing the fate of the two children. Despite the meticulous plan, it actually seemed that Zhang Po didn't initially take to the idea with excitement. It was unclear why, possibly because he felt a sense of attachment, or the fear of being caught. According to the records, a series of events took place, mostly encouraged by Ye, that motivated him. One of them included Ye cutting her own wrists to emphasize the pain she feels with their current predicament. It was this act that made him yield to her demands, and the eventual grim reality of the death of his two children, handcuffs around his wrists, and being charged with murder. In December of 2021, both Zhang and Ye Chengchen received the death sentence for their roles in the crime. Following this, both of them decided to lodge appeals to the higher court. As they awaited the appeal date, the uncertainty surrounding their fate only deepened. The process of appealing a death sentence is complex, and it requires rigorous examination of the case from all angles. But given the mounting evidence, from Zhang's confession to their text messages discussing the heinous act, the chances of an acquittal seems unlikely. However, if against all odds the appeal were to succeed, it would introduce a new set of challenges for Chen Meilin's family. The emotional toll of the entire ordeal had already inflicted deep scars, and if Zhang were to avoid the death sentence, it would necessitate enduring further legal battles, adding even more trauma to her life. In hindsight, this entire situation carries a profound sense of shame. The tragic deaths of the two innocent children could have been entirely preventable if Zhang and Ye had made the choice to set aside the past and embrace a life together as a couple. If only Ye hadn't been so insistent on not marrying a man with kids from another woman, this heart-wrenching outcome might have been avoided. You see, due to the divorce, the custody arrangement mandated that their son would be raised by his father until the age of 6, and only then could he be reunited with his mother. While the arrangement was far from perfect, it would have granted Chen Meilin and Zhang Bo the opportunity to go their separate ways, and their children could have remained together until they reunited with their mother. But unfortunately, Zhang chose to sacrifice his own flesh and blood rather than to wait simply a few more years. As of this episode's airing, the case is still awaiting a fixed appeal date and the death penalty remains in place. During this time of uncertainty, Zhang has resorted to a series of desperate attempts to seek forgiveness from his ex-wife. In January of 2023 alone, he sent 3 heartfelt letters to her, imploring her to pardon him for his heinous crime. In the letters, he offered to give Chen his mortgaged house as a compensation and wrote lengthy paragraphs about how he was filled with regret. He begged for her forgiveness, but Chen Meilin remained resolute. In a letter of reply to Zhang, she wrote,
"The best way for you and Ye to atone for your crime is to accept the sentence of the first trial and die quietly. If people who committed such an atrocious crime don't receive the death sentence, no child will be safe anymore."
Chen Meilin also wrote at the end of the letter,
"For the sake of my 2 children, I must see you die. At all costs."
Heinous, an Asian true crime podcast, is brought to you by MediaCorp and produced by 1UP Media. This episode was produced and written by Yeo Kwang-jin, with audio engineering by Ethan Sam. Special thanks to executive producer Danny Cordy from MediaCorp. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next one.